creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
You're listening to Culture Click and our series on the Winona State University Winona Works Project, with interviews conducted by students in the Counselor Education Department. The project reflects and brings awareness to the diversity of Winona's working community. You're listening to Culture Click and our series on the Winona State University Winona Works Project, with interviews conducted by students in the Counselor Education Department. The project reflects and brings awareness to the diversity of Winona's working community. On this particular episode, we take a look at the business of community acupuncture. We speak with Jade Fang, who runs the only local acupuncture clinic in Winona. It's more than just sticking needles in people. Find out how it helps and how Jade started this business. You're listening to Culture Click and our coverage of the Winona Works Project.
My first question, I guess, is just to describe your current place of employment. What do you do? Where do you work? Those kind of things.
Okay. I work at a community acupuncture clinic, so it's pretty small on the spectrum of community acupuncture clinics. I only have, let's see, like 7 chairs and 1 table. It's like 500 square feet, so we're pretty crammed in. But it's nice. I really like it. I like it being so small, so I could run from one place to another, and it's not like too crazy. I've been doing it for like almost 2.5 years now with this clinic, and it's my first time as a small business owner. I think like 2 months and I freaked out. I was like, I own a business. I'm like a local business now. But it's a lot of responsibility owning a business and everything and running a clinic and trying to figure everything out. So it's been a little hectic, but I've enjoyed it a lot. I think this community acupuncture model is really nice. It's about giving to people in the community. You know, it's kind of like reciprocal, you know, the sliding scale being what it is. So I feel like I'm doing a little good every day, and everybody's been really supportive, and they're appreciative too. So it's really nice. I really enjoy doing acupuncture this way.
Nice. Can you explain the model and the sliding scale a little bit more?
Yeah. Acupuncture can be done in different ways. Like the way it had been done in the U.S. is like a private room model. It's like you pay anywhere from like $60 to like anywhere like $300, and they put you in a private room and they put needles in you and leave you and then come back in like a half an hour. The community model is more like what they do in China or other places. It's like everybody sitting in one room in like reclining chairs, and you treat, and it's a sliding scale from 15 to 35, so people just pay whatever they can. So it's a lot more affordable. People can get more treatments they need, and it's a lot more effective because they're able to come enough for it.
In what ways do your work duties and your work environment affect your well-being?
Well, I really enjoy working here. Like, I think having my own little clinic and just being like all peaceful music all day and working with people, it's really fun. I really enjoy it. I mean, I've worked in other jobs over the years. I worked in like the Nature Conservancy as like a GIS intern, just doing like computer stuff, and just here and there, different kinds of things. And it's nice to be like really zen all day, like peaceful music running around. I mean, you deal with a lot of people, a lot of different pain, a lot of different. So you get to talk to people, meet lots of people. So it's really enjoyable. I think I really like this kind of setting. And acupuncture is always really fun because by the time they get up, they usually feel better. So it's always really nice, or at least you're zoned out. So they're like, that was really nice.
Have you had people fall asleep before?
Yeah, people fall asleep all the time. And then all I have to balance out is like, if you snore really loud, I put you in the back room. So we're like, oh, this person looks like they're going to snore really loud. I'll put in a couple more needles.
How funny. What changes would you make with your current occupation, if any?
I guess changes-wise, I think it's pretty good. I'm really enjoying it right now. I've settled into a good rhythm. I'm part of a bigger national network, the People's Organization of Community Acupuncture. They're doing a multi-stakeholder co-op. Like, we're in, like, the first stages, so we're just still really developing it. And what we're really hoping for is to make community acupuncture more sustainable. Like, I mean, dreaming about the future, it's hard to get people to work in this model because, you know, the pay isn't really great. I mean, you make a livable income, but you don't, like, like some people out of school, they, you know, like when you go into school, they say, oh, you'll be making like tons and tons of money. And you come out and most acupuncturists are, you own your own business. So the tons of money after expenses is like very little money. So it's just, they're trying to build a more sustainable school, like something that doesn't cost as much. And they are also trying to build like a network where, you know, they could train people to do this. And then so I'm looking forward to the future of being like, you know, having community acupuncture in more places and having people to work with. Because I like being by myself, but I think it would be nice if I like got sick. It's like right now, like, I get sick. If I get sick, I'm like, ah.
Nice. Can you tell me a little bit about your personal journey and what led you to this position and owning your own business and what brought you here?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. Everybody asks me how I got here because I'm from Florida. I'm in Minnesota now. That's always like the reverse. How did you do that? So I was in Shanghai and I met my husband there, and he's from Minnesota and he works for Fastenal, so I came back with him here. I think a community acupuncture clinic was also like a journey of, you know, finding this model, you know, making this discovery, meeting the people. It's a really, really incredible thing. Basically, these two people, like Lisa and Skip, they were trying to build a sustainable acupuncture practice out in Portland, and then they came up with the sliding scale community model, and then they went and shared it with everybody, which is incredible. It's like, you know, usually they, you know, you keep this to yourself and you like sell people like franchise style, but they just like just buy this book or go to their workshop, and it's, they all make it very sliding scale, very very affordable, and they just share it with everybody. And then, you know, if you have problems, you can like contact people and they'll mentor you. It's really been an incredible experience. So how I arrived here, I kind of went to acupuncture school. During college, I've decided I really missed acupuncture. I wanted to keep it a part of my life. My parents are both acupuncturists, and like once I went to college, you know, I got sick and there was nobody to acupuncture me, and I'm like, oh, this really sucks, kind of. And it's really incredible to have lived with it all your life and then have it be gone, and then you're suddenly like, wow, you know, I have like I have a headache or my neck's a little out and I can't fix it. That's really strange. Or like having other people, also interacting with other people and not being able to like drag them home and be like, mom, my friend's not feeling well today, or something like that. It kind of like, you feel like you've lost a limb or something, or you've lost some kind of necessary ability. And I'm like, wow, and I don't know how I'm going to do acupuncture, but I really miss it. So I went to acupuncture school and got out and went to Shanghai for more training. And Shanghai is like so funny. Shanghai is like the epitome of like insanity right now. It's like ultra capitalistic. They're just learning capitalism, so they're practicing ultra fast. Everybody wants to get rich, and like inflation's like crazy, and everything's just like insane. And you know, I was there for a while, and I said, oh, maybe I'll get in on some small business, and then like it'll become really big, you know, the kind of like Facebook, Google kind of dream and stuff. But you know, I lived there for a while and saw how people lived. I was just like, you know, this isn't sustainable. This is not the way. You know, what if you made it? You still have to end up living with all this pollution and this stress. And like, there were people like working like 100-hour weeks there, like, you know, working in the day and conference calls at night and work. And I mean, it just, they weren't really happy. I mean, if you have those models of like financial success and you actually meet these people and they're just like as overwhelmed as any normal person, you're just like, oh, okay, that isn't really what you want to aim for. So I got involved with this Buddhist charity organization. They do a lot of medical, you know, they go to disaster areas and do disaster relief and do like free medical care. And I thought, you know, it would be nice if I could come back, because China's like really painful in terms of bureaucracy. If I could come back, I'll be brave enough and like start up something like a nonprofit or some kind of thing, you know, oriented to doing affordable healthcare. I kind of found this model, and the people were just incredible. They were so gracious and sharing it. Like all these mentors that I called with these stupid questions like, oh my god, it's winter, like, what happens when people come in with their shoes on, you know? So I have, like, winter questions, too. Like, besides the daily business operation questions, I also have, like, the first year was full of dumb winter questions. Like, oh my god, the door opens. Is it, like, become, like, dirty? And, you know? So, you know, they helped me through a lot of that. They have a lot of patience. Everybody was really nice.
Hi. And so then you came here.
Uh-huh.
How long were you in the community before you opened your business? And
I was here for, like, 2 months, which is not a lot. I mean, this was, like, during the lowest part of the economic crisis, too. It's like opening up your own business, you know. But the people are really helpful. I had a lot of mentoring, and I had people who are just, like, okay, there's no other acupuncturist in your area. You know, we have, like, inexpensive, you know, spaces, just do it. It's not, you can't, you know, because you're, when you go into owning a business and starting it up from, like, not owning one, it's a really quite a leap. Because you can never find, like, the perfect space, or it's never shaped just right, or, you know, the location, you're always like, it's not like you just go to the store and you buy something off the shelf. Everything's very, like, and the people are just like, you just gotta take the leap of faith and do it. So I did, and, you know, everybody's been really incredibly supportive. I think this community is really wonderful.
You've been listening to Culture Click in our coverage of the Winona Works Project. Interviews conducted by students in the Counselor Education Department at Winona State University examining Winona's working culture. Today, we visited with Jade Fang. More information on Jade and community acupuncture in Winona can be found at www.acupuncturewinona.com. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.